1.3 million more Americans put in new unemployment claims last week, with another million seeking benefits under a separate program for self-employed workers. Some business reopenings are stalled or reversed, with coronavirus cases spiking. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells the Wall Street Journal's Journal podcast, simple public safety measures will help.
It's happened time and again in virtually every country that's done that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Education says 2.5 million facial coverings have been ordered for Alabama schools. This comes out to around 3 per staff member and 3 per student. The masks are washable and reusable. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 25,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Health officials say 1,110 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday. More than 46,000 cases have now been confirmed across the state. And Johnson Edward Taylor, the teen charged in the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett last year, has applied for youthful offender status. Judge Jacob Walker has not yet ruled on the application. Police say Taylor was speeding when he rear-ended the Bramblets at an intersection in Auburn last May. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So here's the deal. The forecast is evolving a bit in that there's not going to be as many showers and storms on the radar every day. You could still get an inch of rain at your house today, or maybe even more than that. But there's not going to be as many storms just popping up here and there. Your odds of staying dry are a little bit better. High today around 90, with the storms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 75. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it gets a little higher. Hotter every day. 93 tomorrow, mid-90s Saturday, mid to upper 90s Sunday. Heat index goes to the danger range, which is 105 or higher, and that may trigger a heat advisory. Perhaps we'll see over the weekend. There will be some scattered thunderstorms around, but your chances of seeing one are smaller than they have been over the last 3 days when the storms have been really dense. And there are a few storms on the radar right now this morning. Right now, it's 79 degrees, cloudy skies here at 905. So, I have to go to the dentist appointment with a mask on here in a little while.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So while you're waiting in your car, you're going to wear a mask.
Apparently, that's what you were saying. You wait in the car.
Yeah.
And then they come get you. They come and they take your temperature first.
So you wear the mask while you're going through the threshold.
I see. Yeah.
It's just ludicrous. It makes no sense.
In these uncertain times, I just don't know.
Hold your breath and hold your nose.
So he passes out halfway.
I get the gas, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Even though this is a deluxe package.
Even though.
Stop eating so much cheese.
No.
Blazing saddles, baby.
I'm kind of a little bit of. I just need.
Is it the laughing gas? It makes you feel silly?
It makes you a little lightheaded, and I have the headphones on. I guess we're allowed to have headphones on in this uncertain time.
I actually got in touch with your dentist. He said you were singing West Side Story ditties all day. It's like, well, I like musicals, too.
When you're a jet, all the way from the first cigarette to the last.
Whatever. There you go. He proved my
point. Oh, my gosh.
I have a weather question for you.
Okay.
Is it possible to have rain over your house and then you not see it on the radar, nothing, but you have just a heck of a shower over your house?
I mean, the resolution on the radar is pretty good, but could there be one little blip, that one dot,
that the
radar didn't pick up? Sure. Okay. I guess so.
My wife called me yesterday. She swore it was raining. I'm looking on the radar.
She's like, it's pouring.
I don't know whose house you're at, but you're not at our house.
All right. Well, our app's the best, though.
So. Well, of course.
Hey, Chase, let intern to Tim sit down.
Chase has taken over that chair. It's hysterical.
He wants to hang out with me.
I guess so. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get to it because the Supreme Court is about to hand down some more rulings
here. On Trump's taxes and financial records.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be listening in the dentist office, too.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Excellent.
Good luck with that. Right. Well, folks, news and views will begin here in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. As always, Dan Black Studios bringing you the first hour of news and views from 9 till noon. Excuse me. Got to clear the throat. But Dan Black Studios is offering news and views listeners 50% off on all those videotape transfers. All those old tapes, VHS, VHS-C, little DV tapes, even those 8mm films you can get transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off. But you got to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios being a great sponsor. This is the first hour of News and Views. Stay put. We'll be right back.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-372. 784 Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Save on summer favorites at Kohl's. This Thursday through Sunday, take an extra 20% off. Find swimwear for the family $16 and under. Tops for the family are just $12 and under. And get up to 40% off patio furniture and decor. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, limited contact store drive-up. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Offers valid July 9th through July 12th. 20% off with promo code July Savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
I want to emphasize, just because it's such important what the senator just said, that it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio with me. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joey?
I'm all right.
That's good. Good.
Intern the Tim, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
It's a little bright in here, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
Fix a foot on my shades.
I'll lend you mine if you like.
Yours are much cooler than mine.
Yeah, here, you want them? Yeah, for the show?
Here
you go.
Sure.
I bequeath these to you, not forever, just for the show. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. The Supreme Court ruling on Trump's taxes and financial records. Is the Southern District of New York allowed to just look into the guy's past because he's president? People want to know. Or at least some people want to know. I still love going way back to the 2016 election cycle, Trump's answer on his taxes. He said, well, you know, I tried to pay as little tax as possible. Amen.
Right?
Country was founded essentially on a tax revolt. I like it. I like it a lot. But there are some folks up there in the smart set who are worried about Biden debating Trump. So they're saying, Biden shouldn't. This is Thomas Friedman, by the way. You know, the guy. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm waiting on a call, but anyway, you read my text.
Yeah, I did. You've heard of Thomas Friedman, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a big liberal writer for the New York Times, and their conservative reporter is David Brooks.
Yeah.
Who's left of Stalin.
Friedman does these classic articles, though, Jack, where it's like, here, we'll send you all expenses paid, Tom, to go and sit in a 5-star hotel in Beijing where everything's Americanized and it's all the brands he knows and loves. He doesn't actually get out into the hinterland or, God forbid, into industrial areas like Wuhan or where the Uyghur Muslims are being held in camps. But no, he'll sit there in his posh digs funded by his company and go, China's modernized. China's the future. State capitalism is probably the future.
That's only because they have Wi-Fi that he says that.
And he just, I talked to a taxi cab driver in India, and he was telling me things are really looking bright, but they're tired of, you know, these capitalists in the U.S. It's just, he's not that smart of a dude. But he came out with a piece saying that Biden should not debate Trump unless Trump agrees to release all of his taxes from 2016 to 2018, and also, if both campaigns agree with the debate commission, that they will have 10 minutes before the debate is over, live journalist fact-checkers going back and fact-checking every statement made by the candidates during the debate. It's like, you know what, Tom? Go to hell. That's what I have to say. Go to hell swiftly.
This brings up a legal question.
Yeah.
There's a presidential debate commission. And in order for you to qualify to get funding, public funding for your campaign, I'm not sure that if he ducks the debates, that he's entitled to get that federal money.
Interesting.
Oh, and speaking of debates or not having debates, we have this runoff race coming up soon. Barry Moore just had a debate with Jeff Coleman, and he will be on the show here at 11 a.m.
Excellent.
That is correct.
And looking forward to talking to Barry. And Coach Tommy Tuberville seems like he's going to ride it out. He's not going to face Jeff Sessions head on in a debate. He's going to ride it out. He's going
to... I talked to him this morning.
Okay.
Right. The clock
and
out.
And he said, you know, it's funny. We tried to flush Jeff out during the primary to debate, and he was nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, Tommy, he's probably looking at the same polling data you are. which dictates you don't debate and tells him he's got to debate. And people, incumbents, and I guess you could treat Jeff sort of as an incumbent because he did serve for 20 years. And incumbents really never want to debate because they're always ahead in the polls.
Right.
But in this case, Tommy's looking at that polling data that, I mean, Jeff is looking at the same polling data that Tommy is, and Jeff knows that he's behind, and he knows that he's got a lot more institutional knowledge about Washington than Tommy does, and he thinks he can trap him. So, I mean, I would just, you know, like I said the other day, if I were advising Jeff, I would say you need a debate, and if I were advising Tommy, I would say don't debate.
Well, no, it seems like not just the Sessions campaign, but also some of the national press is jumping into this. The New York Times had an article on Tuberville about the whole hedge fund thing with his unscrupulous business partner in that.
Right.
They're also coming out with articles about, and we were talking about this earlier today, Jack, the sexual assault thing with a player.
Mm-hmm.
But this is 20 years ago, and... And essentially what they're saying is Tuberville didn't punish this guy enough.
Well, he suspended him for one game, I understand. But what you don't hear from the Jeff Sessions campaign is that girl lied about her age and said she was over the age of 18 and had her sister's fake ID, or maybe it was may have been a valid ID, but she used her sister's ID to get into clubs, and her sister was 21. So, you know.
Well, and the mud's being slung, essentially, here in these last final days. So, I mean, amazing that Coach Tuberville doesn't want to debate when this is the sort of stuff being kicked up. And also, this is just a Joey point. It might not be a Jack or an Eddie or Tim, but you're the intern, so who cares?
Hey,
Really, let him have an opinion.
He's a great guy. He can have his opinions, but, you know.
Don't want to hear him?
Yeah.
I'll write him down, Joey. Thanks.
I got to pick on somebody. But when did the argument in conservative circles, whether you're for Trump or you were a never-Trumper, but when did the argument, let's say in the Trump camp, become, okay, we got to stop illegal immigration. We need to build the wall.
Or in this case now, a big, powerful fence. You can see through it. It's electrified in certain parts. Mm. Who said I needed a moat? We've got this great new technology.
So, build the wall, secure the border, enforce the laws that are against illegal immigration, especially if you commit a crime in this country, you're going to be deported or thrown in jail. All these things. And I think that was a vast majority of people on the right and some people in the middle agree with that policy. But when did it... The argument stopped being about just illegal immigration. Now it's like legal immigration. Bad. Bringing in talented, skilled people from all around the world is bad for America.
Wait a minute, who's saying that?
Jeff Sessions. And to the degree that we're in this economic crisis, the president just cut off HB1 visas. It's like, when did that become something that's going to help the United States? And I know what folks have in their mind is, they're going to hire people from India. They're going to hire people from other parts of the world, and Americans won't get the jobs.
I think the issue, though, for the longest time, it hasn't been merit-based. I mean, this chain migration and everything.
And so you get the lottery as well, which is ridiculous.
So the general consensus, I think, with everybody is kind of like, you know, is stop it. Just no more. And in reality, there could be a better system.
And I'm all for changing the system to a more merit-based system instead of lottery and family chains. But I just don't understand where this idea of let's limit legal immigration to the country, when did that become the main thrust of the argument about immigration instead of securing the border and stopping illegal immigration?
So you're saying liberals are painting Trump as someone who doesn't want people that come with those visas to come over here?
Oh, no, the administration has put that out there.
Yeah.
They've put a stop to it. You know, they're saying it's because of the pandemic and the rough economic climate. In the aftermath, and fine, but especially when you're talking about high-skilled people who show their merit, and then you can get into questions of, okay, certain Chinese students or workers coming over here, you should definitely be looking into them. Maybe they're working for the Chinese government. Yes, we can have national security concerns, But I just get a little skeptical of, I've been sitting here for 8 years, and it's always been about stop illegal immigration, and as soon as Republicans get power, populists like Jeff Sessions go, and we need to limit legal immigration. And when you're looking at high-skilled people, they're not just a liability. People that are high-skilled aren't just people who take jobs. They're people that often start businesses and create jobs. For instance, Elon Musk came on an H-1B visa. What the hell did he ever do for the country? Oh, yeah, send us back into space. So, well, you know, we got to be careful.
Here's the argument, I think, part of it. We grant these people visas. They come over here. Mm-hmm. They're very smart. They do it. And then they go back to home country. You know, they get their training here and then they leave.
Especially in China.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it's a complicated issue.
Well, not only that, though, but you can hire him. A lot of times you can hire him cheaper than you can hire Joey.
Yeah.
You can, and
well, business, I'm a bad example, Eddie.
But, yeah, business is about money. If I can hire someone that I would say smarter and more motivated than Joey, and I get him a couple bucks cheaper an hour, and probably a tax benefit as well, hey, man, I'm going to take the cheaper labor. And he's going to, more than likely, he's going to work harder because he wants to prove himself. He's from a messed up area, so he generally wants to stay here. And American workers have a reputation of being just a tad bit lazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
I work with Americans.
I know Americans. I am an American. I can say it.
My best friend's American.
No, but I just wonder, and this is unfortunate about the Senate race, Jack. I think because it is Sessions in Tuberville, it has become more about the president and then kind of, you know, pounding the table on particular issues. I think if it had been Sessions, Bradley Byrne, there would have been a little more actual debate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. I do, too.
Or Tuberville, Bradley Byrne. So it's interesting where this will go. But on the immigration issue, I feel like we wanted something done immediately when Trump got in there. We wanted to, not necessarily the Gang of Eight deal Lindsey Graham came up with years ago, mm-hmm. but some sort of reform, secure the border, stop illegal immigration, and then we'll make deals on other things, on merit-based systems.
Well, I'm
and
a liberal about about immigration in that I'm all for grandfathering people who are already here into the system. Unless they're criminals.
Okay.
Right. But there ain't no way in hell that we're going to round up everybody who's here illegally and send them back.
No, that's
not going to happen.
That's right.
And for any politician to say that, I think it's very disingenuous because that will never happen.
And it's interesting, though, before you grandfather, and you know this, you have to secure the border. You have to stop the pipeline.
Right.
And part of that is visa overstays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a complicated issue. But I've seen that move, the likes of Ann Coulter, the populist, right, who, you know, agree with me on other things. But on that particular issue, it's not just illegal immigration or how messed up the legal immigration system is.
Right.
How bureaucratic and over the top it is. But now it's, if we even reform the legal immigration system, we need to limit the amount of legal folks coming into work in the country or trying to be people contribute more than just find a job. So, yeah, it's interesting how that argument has shifted that way, and I wonder how winning it really is. Maybe in Alabama it is winning. Maybe Jeff Sessions surprises all of us with that sort of agenda.
Well, right now I don't see a path for Jeff Sessions.
Agreed.
Well, 272-9228. We haven't done this in a while, but we're very close to the runoff day. Mm-hmm. Call in, yeah. Call in. We've got intern the Tim, and I'm sorry for putting down your opinions.
It's too late now, Joey.
Oh, sorry, I was muted that whole time.
Yeah, I did have your mic on.
Jeez, Joey. God.
He learned from
He's a hard ass, you know?
But call Tim at 272-9228. You can come on air or just give him your vote. Who do you like in this upcoming runoff, Jeff Sessions or Tommy Tuberville? And also, if you want to throw in Barry Moore or Jeff Coleman, we'd love to hear that, too.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
But we're close to the runoff date, so why not do this now?
Go for it.
272-9228.
Yeah, I don't believe in announcing ahead of time that we're going to do it because all the candidates. You got to call Joey and Jack, you know, and
phone lines are going
to
ring.
I like this impromptu idea.
Right. Oh, it was impromptu to us. I was just like, yeah, what the hell? Let's do it.
He looked over at me and was like, make this kid work.
That's right. He looks comfortable.
Let him earn his zero paycheck.
He's leaning back a little too much.
Again, 272-9228. If you want to get in, do you like Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions? Do you like Jeff Coleman or Barry Moore? We want your answer here. On air, or you can just tell our trusty intern, Tim. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Once again, is the number. I'm Joey. He's
really?
Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We got Eddie in the house wearing my stylish sunglasses. Yes. Intern, the Tim man of the phones. Be right back.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman's Independence Day sale is carried over till July 11th. New models are coming in weekly, so shop with us to experience the largest selection of mattresses in the area. We are loaded with really nice mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, Capital, Symbol, Corsicana, and other factories, and I will be making special deals this week. Many mattress prices are going up because of shortages in raw materials, so shop now while I still have inventory I purchased before the increases. We stock nice basic sets, a huge selection of mid-range sets, including latex, hybrids, and memory foam, and, of course, some super nice premium sets. Most of what we carry is unique to this area. Mr. Sandman has mattresses, adjustable bases, headboards, and beds in stock you can take home with you or we can deliver promptly. We have about 20 queen floor samples to liquidate as well as some kings. We stock mini twin extra long mats for adjustable bases. For more choices and better prices, shop Montgomery's favorite mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum. Tough. Strong. Conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hiya, Dern.
Dern, all right. We have breaking news, Jack. Not great news for the president. The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected
ruled that he has to release his tax return.
Yeah, they rejected Trump's bid to block a New York prosecutor from enforcing a subpoena seeking years of his financial and tax records from his accountants. It'll be sent back to the lower courts for further proceedings.
Who voted what way?
Right. Let me keep scrolling down. They're giving all this background information.
I don't see a breakdown.
Well, there's no breakdown.
I think she stepped out. No, there's no breakdown yet.
Right.
Well, Roberts had to side with him.
Right. It was probably Roberts. Probably Roberts.
Because I don't think Clarence Thomas or Gorsuch or Kavanaugh rule, and probably not Alito. Those four probably voted no, and Roberts sided with all those libs. God, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has got to die soon.
Why are you talking about my family like that?
You're part of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's kin?
I don't know. We got the same name. Not many Baders out there.
You're now suspect, Eddie. You and the intern. What's going on?
Hey, Eddie, are you Jewish?
Not that I know of, but I do got a big nose. So got that going for me.
Ooh, that was racist.
That was funny. You don't look Jewish.
Racist.
It's all right.
Come on, Eddie.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not even alive anymore.
No, she's pretty much a robot at this point, I think. I really do think
she's popped up.
Yeah, weekend at RBG's.
Yes, exactly.
272-9228, we are taking this poll. We already have some votes here.
Yeah, we've got two for Sessions, two for Tuberville.
Tied.
None for Jeff Coleman, and I've got three down for Barry Moore.
Very good. Has Flower Child called yet?
She has not, but I'm
we know how she's voting. Mm-hmm.
She'll call with different voices.
Yeah, she'll call 12 times.
She'll call.
But 272-9228, let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, David.
Yeah, I'll definitely be a Tubby and Moore guy.
Excellent.
All right, one for Tuberville, one for Barry.
Yeah, you know, Alito's hit it at possibly retiring.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read somewhere yesterday about that.
Well, no, and there are actually sources from the White House or Trump team that they think Clarence Thomas will actually be the next to retire. Huh. Not die.
Yeah. He wants to, is what I've heard.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
He
wants to.
Especially since Scalia passed away, Thomas, I think, lost his buddy up there.
Yeah.
So I think that they'll probably, you know, and that's one of the reasons it's so vitally important that Trump win re-election. And that, you know, Republicans hold the Senate because there could very possibly be three seats come open within the next 4 years if Alito and Thomas decide to retire. And there's no way Ginsburg's going to live another 4 years.
There's no way.
So, you know, this could be extremely important just from that perspective. And you were talking about, you know, with the visas and stuff.
Right.
My brother-in-law, who's an engineer, was forced to retire 2 years ago at age 60 because he was a senior engineer at the company he was at. He was the only American-born engineer left in that company.
Wow.
And they pay their engineers. Most engineers that come from India and Pakistan make 20 to 30% less than what American-born engineers do. Yep. So companies are just salivating to get rid of American engineers and bring them in, you know, from India and Pakistan. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was visiting a friend of mine in Atlanta. He drove me through a neighborhood, entire neighborhood in north of Atlanta, where it's nothing but Indians that live in that neighborhood, and they're all engineers, and all the homes are million-dollar homes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of, you know, even though they're being paid less, they're still making a ton of money to come over here and work.
Well, a lot of times they'll bring their family with them, too. And
absolutely,
family can start a small business.
Yep.
They live in the American dream.
Right. My point is that it's unfortunate that you said it was your brother?
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, it's unfortunate he was forced to retire. I hope they didn't leave him, you know, out to dry completely, though.
Basically that was his option, you know, retire or we'll fire you and you lose everything.
Right. And I think that would probably be a legacy cost thing where he's 60. I'm sure he was earning a pretty good salary at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all, like, it's tough love, but what is the point of an economy? Is it, are you owed a job, so to speak, at any given private enterprise? No, you're not. Now, I don't think companies should willy-nilly fire people just looking at the bottom line. They should understand experience, credentials, what have you given to the company. I think they should be thinking about more than just dollars and cents, but there are such things as business decisions, and I think it is foolish, I'll put it this way. It might be unfortunate for your brother-in-law, but it's foolish for us to think that the federal government can effectively make sure Americans get a leg up. There might be some instances where it works on a particular case or two, but when you have the government get involved in this way to pick winners and losers, and this goes for more massive forms of corporate welfare, and I'm all for reforming the immigration system, number one, to stop illegal immigration, but also make it to where the legal system is much clearer in terms of all the laws and how you get here, how you're not allowed here, if you overstay, what are the violations, and what's the punishment. It's just, this system has been a mess for two or three decades, and it needs to be reformed. And my only worry is, like, let's not just look at those folks, say, coming from India and Pakistan as only liabilities or people taking things away. They also end up actually making a lot of good things for the country.
Now, there is actually, and I've heard this from several different people, a shortage of, you know, you're talking plumbers, electricians.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was going off and doing the whole, you got to go straight into four-year university.
College, that's right.
Yeah. And so with that being said, maybe looking at a broader picture of how we restructure our 16, 17-year-olds, you know, that last part of high school, getting them into trades because there's a trade shortage.
Big
you know,
time.
While we argue and talk about, or healthily debate, talking about bringing people in, there are still jobs that Americans aren't filling that if we structure them right, you know, that could definitely be something that could help there.
Well, I know in Montgomery, we used to have MAVAC and KVAC when we were in high school. It was Montgomery Every Vocational Center, and KVAC was something similar, but one was more geared towards cooking and I think agriculture, and the one I went to was more small engine repair, body shop, welding, things like that. And I think the school system done away with those, and it was a huge mistake because, honestly, most people were in those classes they just didn't fit in school, and I was one of them. I wasn't a good student, but I loved working with my hands, and that probably kept me in the school system. So
There you go.
Right. But even on our, you know, college level, both my kids graduated from Auburn as engineers, and they were just a handful of American-born students in most of the engineering programs.
True. Yep.
They're almost all Indian, Pakistan, Chinese, or Russian. And, I mean, that's something else, you know, that I think that the universities need to look at is, you know, I do think that we need to, you know, give some preference to American-born students, you know, because they're losing slots to foreign students and can't even get into, you know, my daughter wanted to get into a certain type of engineering. She couldn't get in there because the slots were all full, mainly with foreign students.
Well, does it go back to, though, like we talk about, who's the best person for the job, most qualified for the job? So should we have, just because you're an American, and I know we're an American and all that, but we should lower our standards so our students can get in? Is it?
Maybe I don't think it's just merit-based, though, Eddie. I think some cases, if you are Chinese, Pakistani, whatever you are, and it's a merit-based thing, I see your argument. Mm-hmm. And the best should get the spot. But, David, I think you understand that there's, for instance, sometimes foreign-born folks will get the spot because they're paying the full way. They're ready to go.
It's all money.
It's a business.
All, right. That's
exactly
all it is business. Is university.
Yeah, right. I didn't even think about that, but that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So and when the professors, you know, you rarely, and a lot of people don't understand this, you rarely ever see a professor at a university anymore. It's all students that are teaching the classes, you know, like kids that are working on their master's or PhDs or whatever.
Right.
That are teaching the classes. My kids all the time, especially in the engineering courses, would call me and say, you know, I'd say, how'd school go today? Great, except I couldn't understand a word the kid that was teaching the class was saying, you know, because they're Indian, Pakistani, or Chinese, or whatever, and you know, and they lie. And I'm sitting, I'm thinking, I'm paying for this out the nose, for them to sit in a class that the professor never shows up for.
Right.
And they can't understand a word what's being taught.
That was my experience in many, especially early, more survey courses at Auburn. That was my experience as well. And, you know, some of those teachers ended up being pretty good as I got to understand them. But, yeah, it could be a little much. And that's a whole other thing we're going to reckon with, too. It's not just the job sector. And when you look at especially higher education, but education all the way down, there are a lot of issues. And I think this pandemic is actually waking people up to this. If kids do not go back to actual campus living and school, and actually if certain colleges say we're only doing online, there are going to be a lot of parents, a lot of kids, a lot of students saying, hey, why are we paying you full tuition for only an online experience?
Well, I seen
why am I even doing this?
Yeah,
right
I seen
now?
A report last night of, and I don't remember who it was, but they were saying basically if we're going to do only online studies, we need to have the students that are here from other countries going home. There's no reason for them to be here because they're only doing online studies. And that, again, that money-wise, I'm sure you know, universities are going to suffer. It might be cheaper for them to do the online studies, but at the same time, they still got bills.
They're going to find a way to make that dollar.
Exactly.
There's not going to be a loss there.
Yeah, but, and it's like going from printed textbooks to e-books. Why are we still paying the same price for e-books as we are for textbooks that are printed?
Good
question.
No, it's every good cause starts off as a cause, then it becomes a business, then it becomes a racket.
Especially
a lot of our education system, a lot of things in this country really become a racket, kind of like the government itself.
Well, that
David, I got to run.
That pink cancer campaign.
Thanks, David.
Pink cancer campaign, that's become a racket.
Well, I hope not, but I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go there yet this morning. I don't want to talk about how breast cancer causes have become a racket. Not this morning.
Okay.
I'm just saying it right there. Oh, by the way, we're still doing our poll here. Do you like Tommy Tuberville or do you like Jeff Sessions? Do you like Barry Moore or do you like Jeff Coleman? 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is Frank Burton with Burt's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Burt's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight, we'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just a quick update. This is actually from the New York Times. Here's a headline. President Trump can block the release of his financial records, can block it from Congress. So congressional subpoenas, they can't go after his financial records. But the prosecutors in New York, in the Southern District of New York, can. But the Times is, it doesn't seem like they're too happy. They say the rulings amount to a stunning defeat for Mr. Trump. Actually, not that stunning,
really,
if you've been following the arguments. But they probably mean the records will be shielded from public scrutiny until after the election, perhaps indefinitely.
So, that's all we're looking for anyway.
You know, it's kind of a wash, so yeah. There you go. 272-9228. Again, we're taking this informal poll here of our listening audience.
Yeah, let me know how's it going so far.
Yeah, where are we at so far, intern the Tim?
Jack, I was just texting you. Let's see. Sessions 2, Tuberville 6, Barrymore 6, and Jeff Coleman 0.
Oh,
wow.
There you have it.
Well, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
I want to comment on the H1D1. Hey, I wanted your poll, Tuberville and Moore.
All right.
Very good.
All right.
And a suggestion for the name of the show, Morning Foreplay.
I'll tell Greg and good Jay and Rich and Jesse Lynn. Morning Foreplay. You got my attention.
Yeah.
Now, is that our show or Greg's show?
Greg's show.
Greg's show.
Oh, is he looking for a new name?
Yes, he's got Jesse Lynn has joined the show with him, so they're trying to come up with a new name.
And I like the idea that they're the foreplay, then News and Views begin.
Yes.
I like that. Joe's onto it.
The H1B1 beat is... that discussion has been going on for a long time. But one of the problems, I think, with the public see and the view is that conservatives are against regular people, immigrants, illegal immigrants, to do day-to-day jobs. And you have these high-paying jobs, H-1B-1 visas. So it's looked at a pro-business attitude. Mm-hmm. And then there's constantly businesses like the gentleman before called where they've been high-paying people have been forced out of work. For people to come in from other countries and take their jobs, people that were working. So if you're training for a job, and you get out of school and you go to work, and then your job's taken by somebody else from another country, just so they can pay less. And Congress even had meetings about this, and they asked, I think Zuckerberg, how much is enough? How much money is enough for you to make? And I think it's not a good idea to make decisions based on strictly profit, because the position that we're in now. And a lot of things is because we've made decisions strictly based on how much money we can make. Corporations have sent business to China and other countries solely for profit. And the unintended consequences we're seeing today with drug manufacturing, other things that are in short supply in this country because we don't make anything anymore because it's cheaper to make it somewhere else. There needs to be some nationalism, and in the past there has been, in manufacturing this country because you're paying American people a wage that they spend in this country, and a lot of those people that are coming from other countries, they're sending a huge amount of their money back to that country, and they're going back to that country. And as far as education goes, you, the taxpayer, are paying for a seat in that desk for everybody at a university, and you want to pay for a Russian, an Indian, or somebody else, you want to pay for their education, and they're going to leave Alabama and go somewhere else.
Y'all still there?
Yeah. No, you were just making a good argument.
Yeah,
so I was
really
listening.
Good argument.
On the issue of only going out for profit, I think there has been an issue with looking at only short-term profit instead of, because there's so much turnover at the top of these companies, the people running them, they look at the short-term, realize, especially if they have a golden parachute or something, they don't have to worry about, say, 20 years out. I think that, I think profit's important, obviously, and I think you do too. But yeah, just absolutely. Short-term gains is, I think, short-sighted. And I think a lot of companies are going to wake up after this pandemic about, hey, we're in bed with folks, and especially as the Chinese Communist Party starts to try to censor people or use the leverage of their financial dealings to, hey, make the NBA shut up or make Walt Disney shut up. I think there's a big awakening there. Having national or nationalistic concerns, I would just say, okay, I hear you, but I'm a little worried about how far do we go down that road of telling companies what to do. And where that's coming from is, for instance, Joe Biden is going to try to start moving his platform towards sort of the protectionist nationalist gains. And I'll put it this way. Elizabeth Warren, those types, Bernie Sanders, they're going to take that idea and run with it in a very, very terrible direction. It won't be kind of pinpointed like you got to give preferences to Americans, these sorts of things. It will start to be a full-on, let's control the economy sort of game. So,
I
hear you. This is maybe something that we should bring up in why you need another term for Trump. Mm-hmm. And you need a strong argument from the right and from Republicans. Because if the left gets control using these sorts of arguments and pushing it to more of a socialist end, we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I think you shouldn't. Government should not require that kind of thing. It should be businesses themselves, and you know, in the supply side economy, where those businesses are going to succeed or fail. But part of the thing they can do is say, you know, these things are American made. We're contributing to the economy, and I think the consumer is seeing a more importance in that in recent times. Is why it's important to have those companies produce things in this country and have American jobs.
Well, there you go. And, yeah, maybe we can make the American-made label just as important as, say, you know, the rainbow flag or Black Lives Matter or Stay at Home.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Joey.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care,
Joe. 272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. We got to hit another break.
Oh, good God.
Well, I can I'll talk to LaDonna. You just saw her. We'll restructure the whole clock if you like.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm just glad he's not getting the Fox News report anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God, me too, or that it freezes up.
Sorry, did
Jack,
I remind you?
I've had so many people tell me, and I share the sentiment, when you get all pissed off or whatever it is that's crawled up your backside, it's very entertaining.
Yes, that's the Jack
really?
That we all love. Yeah.
It's incredibly entertaining when you're pissed
Does
off.
Does that mean people don't take me seriously when I get mad?
No, it's more like, yeah, Jack.
Right.
Yeah.
They're glad to see somebody as mad as they are.
Now, if they could see the image of you in your kitchen getting mad, they may not take you
well, true.
Now, you remember yesterday, he was just boiling. Remember, we've got to take a break. I don't want to say it now. We're going to have to come back after a break.
Yeah.
That's the Jack Campbell I love because I know he's about to bust.
Well, I'm about to go off on Jeff Coleman in a minute.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, that will happen.
Well, y'all stay tuned. We're doing this running poll. Who do you like, Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions? Who do you like, Barry Moore or Jeff Coleman?
Hey, remember a guy named Eddie Childs? There were bumper stickers. He would come on the radio all over the country. He was from Fort Worth, real rich oil guy. This is Eddie Childs, and I'm mad. And there were bumper stickers that were, I'm mad too, Eddie. Well, I met Eddie at the national convention in 1984. He was a big player in the Republican Party of Texas. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Very good. 272-9228 if you want to get on the show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid. Paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years.
quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What's your grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, closing out the first hour of the show. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. Top of the morning to all of you.
How you doing, Steve?
Same to you.
Hey, Jack, if you ever go off on your own show, you know, and decide, you know, this is too small potatoes for you. You know, you could always go off on 50 Shades of Grey, Jack. 50 Shades of Jack.
I'm a bit inconsistent.
No, that's a disturbing image.
But I am consistent on being a curmudgeon.
There you go.
I've earned it.
You have. You have endured. You have persevered. And now you're at the top of the mountain surveying the green grass.
Uh-huh. Thinking, wow, it's great to be in my autumn of my life.
Look at the leaves. Aren't they lovely?
Hey, put me down on the pole for one Tommy Tuberville and not the old Alice in Wonderland Cheshire Cat. And put me down for Barry Moore and not the crook, not the outlaw. Jeff Coleman.
He's answered that question.
He's just a businessman.
That's right.
You know, what's really funny is he has not answered that question.
In that debate, Jack, I don't know if you saw it, but when they asked him that question, the look on his face, man, it's like somebody stuck him with a pen. And he said, I've answered that question.
Did he not anticipate that when he became a candidate that this was going to be an issue? It's like he's surprised.
I think
because he thought all the Richard Shelbys would protect him.
Right. Right, I think,
and they weren't able to.
He looks more down on people. Like, how are you? How dare you ask me about that? I have addressed it. Maybe not to your satisfaction, but to my satisfaction, I've addressed it. And don't talk to me about it again.
Now smile into the camera.
That's right.
Well, if he wouldn't have been able to write the big check to the feds, his butt would be in federal prison.
No
right
doubt.
Now. But. That just goes.
And
to
that prosecutor said as much. We could have, you know, we settled because we didn't want all those people to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that went after him.